Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini.
Mike, thanks so much for taking some time out and joining us today.
Once again, Shailen, thanks for having me today.
Now, last night's meeting, a bit of a shorter one, a few council members not in attendance, but still got plenty of work done. And one of the big ticket items was some items for the Southeast Switching Station. If you could just fill us in a little bit on that, what's going on there?
Yeah, no problem, Shailen. What the council considered last night was five separate bid packages for the materials that are necessary to construct the Southeast Switching Station. And overall, just briefly, what the Southeast Switching Station is, Shailen, it's a new station that we're going to put, the city is going to construct. It's going to tie our three transmission lines coming into the community into a single source. So it's a very important reliability issue for the city's distribution and transmission system. The bid packages that we considered last night, the total amount of contracts awarded by the city council was roughly $968,000, and it was necessary to address those in advance because some of these are relatively long lead times coming up and could take as long as 24 weeks to deliver the materials for the station. So once again, the total amount of those five contracts that the council tentatively awarded last night was was $968,000. In future meetings, what the listeners will see as far as the council levels is those contractors that were the low bidders or awarded the bids last night will be coming back to sign contracts and also the necessary performance bonds to have successful contract execution.
We talked about those long lead times. There was some discussion last night about making some of these purchases sort of in advance. And explain a little bit about that, because as you said, 24 weeks, and we want to make sure that we have, if I understand it right, we want to have sort of parts online in case, that sort of thing. Is that what we're after here?
Yeah, absolutely, Shailen. Last night what you saw was four additional items out of those bids that were purchased by city staff, by the city, and even though the contracts total a total of $968,000, we were able to purchase additional items above and beyond what was necessary for the Southeast Switching Station. And the reason why is some of these materials, when you get on the electrical side of things, they take an extremely long time to order. And if you have an emergency or need a spare part, it's nice to have one sitting on the shelf. And that's essentially what we were doing last night in purchasing the four additional items. The good news is, as we said earlier, the total contracts is $968,000. The engineer's estimate over just the bids for the Southeast Switching Station was about $260,000 higher than that. So the four additional items that we were essentially purchasing as spares totaled $104,000. So the city was still able to save $156,000 on this project. It allowed us also to purchase those additional spare items that we need to have in our inventory for the electric utility.
Very good. So with the construction of this Southeast station, what's that going to do with the other stations around town? Is that going to streamline those operations or anything like that? How will that change?
Well, the biggest thing, Shailen, this is a reliability issue with the Southeast Switching Station. Currently, with the electric utility, it's important to keep in mind there's three transmission lines coming into town. Those three transmission lines are going to meet at the Southeast Switching Station. So what this would allow us to do is if there's ever a situation where we have a transmission line that's down or there's an issue at the city's power plant, we'll be able to redirect power flows and move power from our diesel plant, other transmission lines throughout the city. So it's a reliability issue. And really, if you look at it, it's kind of like the central point in our transmission and distribution system. It allows everything to talk to each other, and it also allows us that additional contingency in case we do experience problems with the transmission line, the power plant, you name it out there. We have multiple methods to move power throughout the city, so it's a very important item for the city of Pella.
Sounds like a lot of flexibility to be offered by that.
Yes, absolutely, and one of the biggest carrots too, Shailen, that we cannot overlook is when you look at the import capabilities of the city. Currently in the summertime, we're limited to right around 36 megawatts of being able to import from the outside grid or the power grid into the city of Pella. With the station being constructed, since it is such a reliability enhancement, we expect those import capabilities to go up considerably to right around 50 megawatts for the city. So overall, this is a very important asset for the city of Pella.
Again, because of that shortened meeting last night, some things attached to this part of the agenda being saved for tonight's meeting, Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about some of those? I understand there's going to be some agreements with some distribution and transmission things. And
what's going to be considered tonight is, as listeners or those in attendance last night know, we had some quorum issues last night, kind of a short staff at the council level. And so we had basically a quorum from 7 to 7:30, and we had to split the meeting that was originally scheduled for last night into two. What we're going to be addressing tonight is a proposed power supply contract with Missouri River Energy Services, and they're headquartered in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And what Missouri River Energy Services is it's a joint action agency made up of roughly 60 municipal utilities in Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Iowa. And these municipalities have joined together for a joint purchase of generation and power supply agreements. So Missouri River supplies power to roughly 60 municipalities. What the city is considering tonight with this full requirements power supply is buying all of our energy through Missouri River Energy Services. I want to let the listeners know that we have been working on with Missouri River and actually power supply planning, long-term power supply planning, for since the year 2005-2006. So this is something the city has been seeking for a long, long time. The agreement we are considering tonight is a power supply agreement with Missouri River Energy Services through the year 2045. So it's a long-term full requirements contract. And obviously, due to the significance of it, it will have several impacts operationally for the city of Pella. But essentially, looking at the 50,000-foot level, if you look at right now the way we operate and the way we generate power, we have local generation. We also receive a portion of our power from Walter Scott Energy Services. And what we're essentially talking about under the new model is keeping the city's distribution system, keeping all the distribution operations in, and contracting out to a third party, which is Missouri River Energy Services, for that power generation, power supply needs for the community. And there's several reasons why we are considering that. It ranges everything from potential environmental issues that are currently being considered by the Environmental Protection Agency against coal-operated plants, to the age of our power plant, to power supply options or coal supply options we have for the power plant. And ultimately, when you look at it long-term, Shaylen, what it boils down to is the ability to control electric rates, not only in the short term, but also in the long term as well. And that's something that we feel would be a positive step for the city of Pella, their ability to control electrical rates over the long term. And for all these reasons, this is what has came to fruition tonight, is a proposed agreement, and council will be discussing this starting at 6 o'clock tonight. I encourage any listeners that may have concerns or questions on this to come to the council meeting tonight.
All right, and that's a great place to get those questions answered.
As always, it is.
Again, that was our guest, Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official weather. I'm meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.